WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 55 degrees here at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. In June, the Research Valley Partnership created a committee to address what the Economic Development Agency believes is a limited career and technical training for 34 occupations in Brazos County. That committee has notified the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board its intent to create a community college district.
Andrew Nelson, who co-chairs the RVP's Talent Pipeline Initiative Steering Committee, says a new college is one of several options they'll consider between now and December.
Blinn provides workforce solutions today. The county does some things. Texas A&M has some things that they're doing with TEKS. And so we wanted to look at what all is being done. We also want to look at where there are needs.
Nelson says if the committee recommends a joint effort with Blinn, that could lead to Blinn expanding its property tax base to Brazos County, which would provide majority control of the college's Board of Trustees.
And that would be another way to take direct control of our destiny, if you will. If we felt as though the needs of Blinn as it exists now in Washington County are not aligned with the needs of Brazos County, how do you resolve that? And certainly having a majority of the board coming from Brazos County would be something where you would hope that you would have that representation to do it to meet your needs.
But if the final decision is to start a new institution, they would buy out Blinn's facilities and take over contractual responsibilities in Brazos County. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Texas A&M President Michael Young has been appointed to the Homeland Security Academic Advisory Council. The council is made up of higher education leaders to help strengthen connections between academia and the Department of Homeland Security with an ultimate goal of keeping the nation safe. Secretary Jay Johnson announced Wednesday Young's appointment along with six other university presidents and a president emeritus. Former A&M President Dr. Bowen Lofton also served on the council during his time in College Station. While the current members of the College Station City Council are considering a roadway impact fee on new development, the final decision won't take place until after next month's election when there will be three new members. The proposed fee was among the topics at this week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. Place 4 candidate Joe Guerra favors the fee.
While I was on staff with the City of College Station, part of my job was to prioritize projects, transportation projects, and we struggled every year to come up with projects because we were constrained with regards to funding.
Guerra's opponent, Barry Moore, says in principle he is opposed to impact fees in a normal situation.
We're not facing a normal situation. We're growing. We've grown at an incredible rate the last 10 years. I believe we've got another 10 years ahead of us. And again, I think we've got to look at every possible scenario.
You can hear all the comments from the Chamber Forum online at WTAW.com. The deadline to receive an application for a mail ballot is a week from today. Early voting in Brazos County starts Monday at 5 voting centers. For more information, go online to brazosvotes.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 55 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name that Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 18th for Hospice Happenings 2017. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Relive the 1960s Vegas while dining and dancing to music performed by the Texas Unlimited Band. Let luck be a lady at the casino gaming tables and silent auction. Enjoy an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Be there or bust.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Good morning, 7-Eleven, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Weather, we have it, brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
A new area of high pressure building over the central United States controls our weather over the next several days. It'll set us up for much more comfortable weather than we had earlier in the week. Mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 75 to 80 this afternoon. Tonight we're clear of right around 50. A few spots may dip into the 40s. Sunshine tomorrow, we're back up to 75 to 80. Tomorrow night clear, lows near 55. Partly to mostly sunny Sunday with highs of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Friday means Zach Taylor has your high school football report and your Aggie football report. Meanwhile, in A&M soccer, it was senior night last night. The team took down the Kentucky Wildcats in sudden death overtime. We'll take a look forward as the Aggie volleyball team faces the Georgia Bulldogs tonight. And in the National League Championship Series, the Chicago Cubs took a 3-2 lead over the Dodgers. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo getting kicked off at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Grounds will open up. Carnival will be going. Don't forget the Swifty Swine Pig Races. That's sponsored by our little radio station.
That's right.
So go watch that thing happen. Jason Bolden does some music tonight starting at 9:45. You know, got a little rodeo thing starts at 7 o'clock. So there you are. And then tomorrow morning, the grounds open up at 10 o'clock. So you can go do all that stuff. So go enjoy the fair and rodeo. Okay, here you go. If you have a passion for pizza, travel, college sports, and money.
Yeah.
Okay, so like everybody, all
there
right.
There you go. Pizza Hut's got a gig for you. The restaurant chain is on the hunt right now for their very own All-American to see every Division I NCAA championship from 2016 to 2017. The lucky candidate will have to document their experience on social media, be ready to roll at all times. In other words, you can't have a job.
Yeah.
And be outgoing, enthusiastic, and eager to share his or her journey with fans. Deadline to apply, November 6th. Applicants must be over 21, resident of U.S. America, and be willing to settle for $50,000 for the year.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, plus being able to see the... Now, here's the deal. There's only going to be one of them this year, and then whatever gender didn't get picked is going to be angry.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to say, well, we want one of us. And then, of course, we won't stop at two, if you get what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll have to have a whole bunch of different people. So, anyhow.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
They probably should have seen that coming and maybe done that to begin with.
Well,
you know?
But I don't know.
Lucky people or whatever,
yeah,
you know.
Something like that, I suppose. Now, remember, that also means you have to go to the lacrosse championships.
Lacrosse is a really cool sport.
It is a good sport. And you have to go to the ice hockey championships.
It's a good opportunity to help you learn about other sports you may
very
not know
true.
About.
Yeah,
you
very
know?
True. That's exactly right.
But if you already know about them and you don't like them, yes, that would be grueling.
Unfortunately, it's America and there's no curling, but aside from that. All right, in Mississippi, Kemper County, the supervisor's so tired of people dressing up as clowns and terrifying the locals. has this been a real problem in Kemper County, Mississippi?
Apparently,
it's been a problem in a lot of places.
They've made the practice illegal.
Hey.
In fact, they have outlawed clowns altogether.
Wow.
Locals are now officially forbidden from wearing clown clothing, masks, and makeup until after Halloween.
Wow.
Anybody caught dressed like a clown? $150.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, that might be taking it a step too far, I think. But
man has caught the attention of the American Civil Liberties Union. Yeah, they're a bunch of clowns anyway. The ACLU says that clothing choices, even clown costumes, protected by the First Amendment. So, a lawyer, Lee Rowland, says it's ridiculous to use government authority to dictate which Halloween costumes that people should wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but again, had to go to that. Now, this may be the crime of the century, but it happened in Canada. A burglar rappelled through the roof of a sporting goods store, L'Experience Monkey Sports in Montreal, made off with over 400 high-end hockey sticks worth about $120,000.
Wow.
Yes. Greg Goyer says he's the manager. Says the thieves knew exactly what they were doing. Mm. He found the right location on top of the roof. When you think about it, on top of the roof would be the key location if you could drop into the store. Right?
Yeah.
No beams, any of that kind of stuff. And so he slid right in there, landed directly in the stick section, and then went from there.
Wow.
They have no suspects.
Well, did you hear the story I had in the newscast about the beer worth $90,000?
Was that 712 packs?
712 packs of Dos Equis.
Man.
Yeah.
And do we know, were they out in the middle of a field getting ready to be consumed for the Formula One race this weekend?
Right, throwing a party, I guess, west of Bastrop. And they obviously found some other things out there, too. But $90,000 worth of beer they somehow made off with out of an Austin distribution company.
And I don't know how you missed that.
I would think
that they've got
700
they've
cases
got inventory
or
control.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what the capacity of an 18-wheeler. Maybe you can get 712 packs in there.
Yeah.
I'm not
maybe,
sure.
Yeah.
But, and again, did it have Dos Equis on the side? Was it a plain white one?
Did they just take a truck worth of them? I mean, you know, there's no way that they were able, I guess I shouldn't say there's no way, but to unload all of that into another vehicle. I feel like they just stole the beer truck.
Yeah.
And then did they offload it off the truck? Is it sitting in the middle of a grassy field somewhere west of Bastrop?
It sounded like it was on some farm.
But hey, you know,
farm.
The bright side is if you feel like you've bought 700 cases of Dos Equis in your lifetime, then you know you've spent about $90,000 on beer.
Oh, there you go. Side? Okay, yeah, now we have. Oh, exactly.
Okay. That makes me feel real better.
We now have a quantitative report on exactly what that is. But the other thing is, what, did they trace ice sales or something? Because, I mean, we're Americans. We don't drink beer warm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. It's got to be cold. All right. Okay, you've heard of the A-team, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, how about a B-team? Fox is working on a new show about a former Navy SEAL who, although he's retired from the service, can't cope with civilian life. Okay, so they've decided to form, their words, badass task force of elite assault mercenaries. Okay.
All right.
See how that works out. Thus, they are the B-team.
All right. I'm pretty sure that was
funny.
The premise of the A-team also, though,
wasn't it? Oh, sure, that's right.
True.
Maybe they'll have, what was the guy's name? With the guy with the jewelry.
Oh,
Mr. T.
Yeah, Mr. T. Yeah, maybe they'll get Mr. T to come out and be a part of all that.
Yeah, he'll play. He'll play the Hannibal role or whatever.
One more. Yes, just please, one more time. Okay, now, could it be time that Time Warner and AT&T are in the process of merging? That is the rumor that came out yesterday, causing shares of Time Warner to jump as much as 9% following the story that leaked out of Bloomberg. Reps for Time Warner and AT&T declined to comment, and there has been no announcement on the merger. Time Warner previously had rejected an $80 billion takeover in 2014 from Fox and Rupert Murdoch. So not a certain thing at all. Again,
juicy.
One of these days, there's going to be just two of everything, and it doesn't matter what it is. Oh, and get this. Talk about the business world. This is amazing.
Snoopy is fired as a spokesdog for MetLife.
Oh, good grief.
The insurance company is pink slipping our favorite beagle after 31 human years and 217 dog years, saying it's launching a new global branding effort, one that doesn't include Snoopy and the rest of the Peanuts crew. MetLife says it's getting out of the domestic retail life insurance business and doesn't think Snoopy will remain a fit for its ads. Time to get out the old Red Baron uniform, Snoop, and suit up.
Wow.
Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Great story, though. I really liked all the sound effects.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
I know.
That's a lot of dog years.
All right, it is. Now, my first thought is, what are they going to do with the balloon that they've been using in Macy's Parade?
I thought the same thing.
Okay, because that's, you know, there's really, I mean, I guess you could rebrand him.
Yeah.
That Geico, I'm just saying, you know, or somebody else could be an opportunity there. Now, but the blimp that they use for football games just looks like a blimp. Is that right?
I believe
so. It doesn't look like Snoopy.
Yeah, I don't think Snoopy.
All right.
Is he on it, though? I kind of feel like I've seen him on it. Maybe?
Well, he won't be soon.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's a big move.
I wonder if you know how like the Sprint guy went to Verizon.
Sure.
Or is it the opposite? Verizon went to Sprint. If Snoopy's going to go to another insurance company.
And Snoopy doesn't talk.
Right.
So it's not like he has to make the pitch. He just basically needs to be there when they do it. So I'm saying, anyway.
It's an opportunity that someone might be missing out on.
You wake up this morning, you find, look, if Snoopy lost his gig, can any of us be safe?
Oh, I know, right?
You're right. World Barbecue Championships coming up this weekend. The World Barbecue Championships.
Where is that?
Tennessee.
It's about to get real, sweet, and spicy in Lynchburg, Tennessee.
It's going to be a hoot.
As almost 100 barbecue teams from around the world fire up their smokers and secret barbecue sauce for the 28th annual Jack Daniel's Championship Invitational Barbecue in Lynchburg, home of Jack Daniel's Whiskey. Spokesman Steve May.
You know, our town's usually about 500 people with one stoplight. The day of the barbecue will balloon to 25,000-30,000 people, just cars everywhere.
All uniting around barbecues best in what's considered the world's most friendly but serious competition. $10,000 and plenty of wet naps up for grabs, though really.
Number one prize they win is the bragging rights that they won the Jack.
All right, there you go.
Sounds miserable.
It does.
A town that only has 500 people, and you're going to put 25,000 to 30,000.
Where are you going to park them? Nobody's going to be happy
out
about
in a field.
That.
Yeah. Out in a field, you're going to be walking through hay pastures.
Well, and you have to hope that the weather's okay, because if the weather's bad, that'll be a problem.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway, and you know, I don't care what it is, barbecue. I mean, is there's all sorts of different kinds of barbecue. Remember the first time I went to Arkansas and had a barbecue sandwich, they put coleslaw on the barbecue sandwich, the sandwich. I'm going, huh? But that's the way they do it. They do it differently in North Carolina, do it differently in Kansas City, do it differently in Tennessee. We do it different down here. It's very, very subjective.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. It's hard to judge something like that.
I'm partial to Texas just because, you know, I'm a Texan.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really like all kinds of barbecue.
Thick sauce, thin sauce, sweet, spicy.
All
you know,
of it.
It's all about the sauce.
Things can happen. It's it. Hey! You know, that's true. As you mentioned, pastures.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna happen. All right. So, we work very hard. We talk politics like at 6:35.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all sick of it. and we try not to say their names. We can possibly keep from it because you already know who they are.
Yep.
nearly a quarter of U.S. Americans age 18 to 35 would rather see a giant meteor strike the Earth than see either of them in the White House.
University of
Massachusetts Lowell and Odyssey Millennials say that in their poll, they asked millennials to choose their preferences between her as president or him as president, a random lottery to choose the president for all U.S. citizens, or Barack Obama appointing himself for life as president, or a giant meteor striking Earth and extinguishing all human life.
Giant meteor 2016.
Yeah, there you go. So over the candidates that we have here, 39% of those surveyed said they would prefer to see Obama have a life term. 26% prefer a random lottery. And 23% say, and that's almost, you know, that's almost one out of four, a giant meteor strike to wipe out life as we know it on Earth.
I don't think I would want anyone to have a life term.
No, that's how dictatorships happen.
Right. This may be bad, but we can get rid of one of them in 4 years.
Well, and we can legislate away from a bad presidency.
Right.
We really can. We can do things if the House and the Senate, and then hopefully the Supreme Court, at least for a little while, you can. That's why we have three branches of government. But
the fact that many people believe that or want that means that they have not learned history.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the subcompact BX, the compact B or L series, or the bigger MX special utility tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
I'm Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols, and I'm running to be our next mayor of College Station. With over four decades of service to Texas A&M University, retiring as the head of the Department of Agricultural Economics, I am proud to call College Station my home. As an economist by trade, I serve on an advisory council at Dallas Federal Reserve Bank and played a leading role in creating a plan and department to recruit job-generating businesses to our community. Vote for me, Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols for mayor. Political ad paid for by the John Nichols campaign, Steve Beachy, treasurer.
Good morning. Our weather is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Finally got the break that we have been looking forward to and expect about this time of year, where it kind of gets cool out there. High temperature today will only be about 75 degrees. Our low tonight, 49. Then tomorrow probably won't make 80 degrees. Low will be 55. We'll cross the 80 barrier on Sunday, but lots of sunshine actually all the way, it looks like for now, through Wednesday of next week. It's just gradually warming up a little bit, but it's nice out there right now. Winds out of the north at 10, we've got 56 degrees.
This is former Mayor of Bryan, Ron Blatchley. I understand what it takes to lead our city, and I wholeheartedly endorse Andrew Nelson to be our next mayor. Andrew will end the fighting at City Hall and unite our community and council to keep Bryan moving forward. As a small business owner, Andrew has met a payroll, he's created jobs, and dealt with complex budgets. Join me in voting Andrew Nelson as our next mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson campaign, Kenny Lawson, treasurer. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Two Democrat Party operatives have come out of the shadows, not by choice. These henchmen made the news thanks to undercover video by conservative activist James O'Keefe's group, Project Veritas. Scott Fovell was immediately fired from America's United for Change. He served as their national field director. He was captured on video bragging that his group incited violence at Donald Trump rallies. Fovell even admitted hiring mentally ill and homeless people to start trouble. But something else he admitted should be fully investigated. Mr. Fovell said the Democrat Party has set up a pony express to keep Democrat operatives in touch with each other, including those who work for super PACs and campaigns. Now, that kind of coordination is against the law. Fovell also bragged about the tactics used to bring Democrat voters from one state to vote illegally in other states. In other words, how to rig elections, which is also against the law. Video also caught Bob Creamer, convicted of tax evasion in 2005, giving advice to someone he believed was a donor who wanted to register illegal aliens to vote Democrat. Kramer referred the donor to others who specialized in that activity. Now, for many decades, dead Democrat voters have voted. In Washington State, a Democrat governor was elected with more votes than there were voters. Now do you see why Democrats fight voter ID laws so hard? Rigging elections is in their blood.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
We talk about Mahindra tractors a lot here, and I really want you to know about Mahindra owners and their 97% satisfaction level with their purchase. Mahindra owners love that Mahindra tractors have more built-in weight, the highest lift capacity, and the industry's best 7-year powertrain warranty. In fact, they love their Mahindra tractors so much, many have bought the new Mahindra Impact utility vehicle, too. The Impact delivers the industry's best towing and best cargo capacity. And whether you need a tractor or a utility vehicle, Mahindra offers 0% financing for up to 84 months. So it's easy to see why Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more about the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 55 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A new community college could be created in Brazos County.
According to a statement from a new committee of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency, compared to all other high-growth regions of Texas, Brazos County is dramatically underserved by community college programs that could provide a valuable technical workforce. After 4 months of collecting data and surveys, the Committee of Local Business and Community Leaders notified the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board of their intent to create a college district. Committee co-chairman Andrew Nelson hopes a decision is made in December which option they'll take to increase workforce training.
One of those options would be to take kind of control directly within Brazos County of our own destiny, if you will, and get exactly what we think will meet our needs. But that's just one of the options. We haven't made that decision.
Nelson says they have received a proposal from Blinn College, but if the final decision is to start a new institution, there would be no damage to Blinn.
That would probably mean buying those facilities, making sure we take care of those agreements with Texas A&M and everyone else. And so the lights would stay on. You might have a name change.
The RVP created what they call the Talent Pipeline Initiative Steering Committee after determining there's limited career and technical training in 34 occupations in Brazos County. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Two of three new members of the College Station City Council will come from a contested race. Those who are seeking the citywide positions in places 3 and 4 participated in this week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. Questions included their opinion of new development being charged a roadway impact fee. Place 3 candidate Linda Harvell supports the fee.
We need to do something so that we can protect the existing infrastructure, and as we continue to grow, that infrastructure is put in place so it's a sustainable growth and our roadways are left in good condition as opposed to the situation they're in now.
Harvell's opponent, Jeremy Osborne, is not against the concept.
I think we need a menu of options to consider. It's just one of the things. The roadway maintenance fee is another. To improve current infrastructure, we can always bond it. There are lots of options, and it's something that I absolutely would consider, but I'm reluctant to do so because of the economic impact it might have.
All the comments from the candidates' forum can be heard online at WTAW.com. Early voting in Brazos County starts Monday at 5 voting centers. The deadline to receive an application for a mail ballot is a week from today. More information is online at brazosvotes.org. Texas A&M President Michael Young is one of 8 new members of a council working with the Department of Homeland Security. Wednesday, Secretary Jay Johnson announced the appointments to the Homeland Security Academic Advisory Council, a group of higher education leaders who will help strengthen connections between academia and the DHS to keep the nation safe. Dr. Bowen Lofton also served on the council during his time as president at Texas A&M. A concerned parent led to the arrest of a College Station man on charges of stealing $7,200 of medical equipment and narcotics. According to College Station police, 21-year-old Michael Norman admitted to taking the equipment and the drugs from a vehicle parked on Allison Avenue by breaking the passenger window with a rock. A shoplifter caught by a security guard at the JCPenney store was arrested on additional charges. College Station police report 52-year-old Julie Ann Dominguez Solis had marijuana in her purse along with a bag containing multiple items. And Solis was wanted by Bryan police on 4 arrest warrants, including theft and not having a driver's license. West of Bastrop, Austin police went to a farm to discover $100,000 cash, 20 firearms, and hundreds of 12 packs of Dos Equis beer.
It was a little more than 712 packs of beer that was recovered out there. What was stolen, I don't have the exact figure, but it was more than $90,000 worth of beer.
Austin Police Sergeant Maurice Forshee says the beer came from a South Austin distribution company, and the Bastrop County Animal Cruelty Unit was also called to conduct a separate investigation. A judge has refused to remove the McLennan County District Attorney from the Waco biker shootout prosecutions, and there's already talk of an appeal.
McLennan County District Judge Matt Johnson denied a motion on behalf of 2 bikers to have District Attorney Abel Reyna removed. 177 bikers are facing charges from the May 2015 gunfight at the Twin Peaks in Waco. Attorney Clint Broden, who represents one of the bikers who wanted Reyna out, admits it's been an uphill fight.
It's hard to disqualify a district attorney, and we certainly acknowledge that, but when there is a conflict of interest that raises a due process concern for the defendants, then you're entitled to disqualification.
Broden could still appeal. 9 were killed, 20 were wounded in the gunfight between rival motorcycle gangs. LP Phillips, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 7:37. It's 55 degrees. The text line is open. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all. VA can conventional, FHA, and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, equal housing lender.
The real estate process can be pretty tricky. It can be pretty stressful as well, whether you're buying or selling your house, unless, of course, you get yourself hooked up with the right realtor. Brad Mitchell here for Zweiker & Associates, and I have the privilege of working with Jen Zweiker on pretty much a weekly basis, and she comes in here, and it just amazes me. It blows my mind every time how much knowledge she has about the market. Now, that's something you really want out of your realtor. Also, they've got a whole team of people over there who can help you whether you're buying or selling your house. My favorite thing to mention, of course, is the staging department. They've got an 8,000 square foot warehouse full of staging items. And what they do is if you're selling your house, they take some of those items and they kind of just spruce things up. They leave the feel of your home the same, but they just make it pop a little bit in the photographs, making it a lot easier to sell. That's just one of the things that they do over there at Zweiker & Associates to help make your experience a better one. Be sure and look them up online.
online, zarealestate.com.
Howdy, I'm Barry Moore, and I'm asking for your vote. I'm running for College Station City Council Place 4 to keep our community safe, create an environment that encourages private sector job creation, plan for the future needs of our growing community, and to create the highest possible quality of life with the lowest possible cost to citizens. My wife Morgan, our two young children, and I are proud to call College Station our home, and I'd be honored to have your vote. Please vote for Barry Moore, Place 4 in College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Barry Moore Campaign. Jane Key, Treasurer.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
7:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure is located over Kansas this morning. It's going to be responsible for producing some nice weather today and into the weekend. We'll have an abundance of sun today. Highs will be very comfortable, somewhere between 75 and 80 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, low of 50. A few spots may dip into the 40s. Sunshine's back tomorrow, and we're once again 75 to 80. Clear tomorrow night, 55. Sunny and warmer Sunday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your high school football report and your Aggie football report as the Aggs take on Alabama tomorrow. The Aggie volleyball team looks for a win against Georgia tonight, which would secure the 600th win as head coach for Lori Corbelli. In A&M soccer, Michaela Harvey scored the game winner to help the team best the Kentucky Wildcats in sudden death overtime last night. And in the NLCS, the Chicago Cubs went over the Dodgers, put them one win away from their first World Series berth in 71 years. All the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, forget about the GOAT. Won't matter.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not Tuesday. This is not really good workout music.
But it's just a good song.
Well, you know? It is for all those people who are Pink Floyd fans. It's about that stuff that we all know about. Money. Hear how I walked that up?
Nicely
yeah,
done.
Yeah, sure.
It's like you've done radio before.
Yeah, you know it. Okay, so money is dirty. Money is dirty. You don't have to worry about that. After all, there's no telling where it's been, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how dirty is it?
Ew.
Yeah, a recent study found that some strains of flu virus can survive on paper money for up to 3 days.
Ooh.
And up to 17 days if mucus is involved.
Oh, tasty.
You had to say the M word.
I did, I know. Mucus. On top of that, one researcher cultured 68 $1 bills and discovered that all but four had colonies of dangerous bacteria that can cause staph infections and pneumonia. Coins tested a little better with lower levels of germs, most likely because they got trace metals that will kind of inhibit the
mm-hmm.
microbes.
Mm-hmm.
So, there is a way, of course, to reduce your exposure.
Use plastic.
That's right. That's what they want you to do, because after all, you don't keep track of that,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, look how much I spent. Well,
Ooh.
I didn't know that. That's the reason in Las Vegas they don't make you put money on the table. You put those little things made out of clay on there. You don't realize how much money you're spending.
Yeah.
So you use your credit and your debit cards instead of paper currency as much as possible, and when you handle money, reach for the hand sanitizer, too.
Oh, wash your hands.
Jeez, give me a break.
People have been handling money for many, many, many years.
They
We're
really,
fine.
Really have. Well, and again, aren't we supposed to have some kind of a natural immune system
yeah.
that can fight this stuff?
Yeah.
If we're trying to separate ourselves from it all the time.
Plus, let's be
Not
honest.
Not the way people are raising their kids these days.
I know, you're right.
Your card's gross anyway, too, you know?
True.
I mean, everything is.
Don't touch that car handle door. No, don't. Okay, all right.
How am I supposed to go anywhere?
Walk but around in a bubble.
That's right. Roll around in a bubble.
Roll
be the
around.
Bubble. Yeah, be the bubble child. It'll be fine. But if you do have plenty of money, remember that the Needless Markup Christmas catalog is out. Or Neiman Marcus, either one.
Mm-hmm.
The most expensive item in the catalog, a $1.5 million Cobalt Valkyrie X private plane.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. They've got $93,000 ruby and diamond encrusted Chanel watch for that special person.
It's on my list.
Okay. Kim could have had that one stolen in Paris, right?
Yeah,
or for that person who has been robbed one too many times. There we go. A $25,000 mattress with a built-in fireproof lockbox.
And here I am with only $24,000.
I was going to say, is that supposed to make you feel good to know that you have a fireproof safe in
right.
your mattress? For the parents who want to give their kids a gift that keeps on giving, how about $100,000 worth of classic children's books? Okay, I don't know that they're going to appreciate that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with the books, just I don't know. If you got an actor friend who can't get a part in a play to save his or her life, how about a walk-on role in Broadway show Waitress? That can be yours for $30,000. And for the football fanatic, how about quarterback fundamentals lessons with Joe Montana?
Wow.
Four lessons for $65,000.
Oh,
hello.
Well, of course, money is dirty. Isn't that why you have to launder it?
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Nice.
Hey, you really think Kim Kardashian would be caught out in public with a $93,000 diamond encrusted
Chanel
watch?
Yeah, you're right. She'd be slumming it, wouldn't
she? That's way too
would
cheap.
Not be her way of living. But I'm just saying, it's out there.
It's out there.
Okay, this is something for all you Harry Potter people.
Oh, that's me.
Okay, that's what I thought. Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of him, too.
Okay. Tells BBC he wrote and recorded a song for the first Harry Potter movie.
Oh.
But it was rejected.
Aww.
I don't think of Bruce when I think of Harry Potter.
Well, maybe you would if they hadn't rejected the boss.
If they had rejected it. Bruce said,
know.
The track is called I Stand By You Always, and it is a big ballad. That's what he says, which is not something that he usually does.
Right.
Producers of the 2001 Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone said, thanks, but no thanks, boss. He still wants to get it in a children's movie at some point. So there'll be somebody who'll line up for that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, unsolicited, there you are.
I wonder, Harry Potter's music, though, the music in the movies doesn't really have words. It's all instrumental.
Yeah. And then if you think of Bruce's voice, I mean, and what it is.
It does not go along with the British accent.
Well, deal is like with the James Bond movies, you start to look at who is that person. Oh, listen to who that is that's singing.
Right.
And I'm sure that the folks from Harry Potter's world did not want anything to take away from.
Sorry, Bruce.
This boy is a wizard.
Yeah. I don't think that goes
born
over
to fly
well.
On a broomstick.
All right, we've had two Bruce Springsteen imitations. There we go.
Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us Best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA 28101C.
Are you a fan of The Walking Dead? Well, or as I like to call it sometimes, soap opera with zombies. Well, you're going to want to watch it because it comes back this week. And in order to do that, you're going to need Suddenlink's cable. Brad Mitchell here for Suddenlink. And I know I told you about how I cut the cord a while back and tried to do that, and it just didn't work out. One of the things that made it so tough was, for instance, I am a fan of The Walking Dead. And network shows like that are real tough to get if you don't actually have cable. So it's something you're going to want to do. And now is the time to switch to Suddenlink TV and internet during the Go Switch event. Now, speaking of the internet, you can get 50 meg internet for just $39.95 a month. So go switch to Suddenlink. Give them a call, 877-694-9474, or visit suddenlink.com for more information. Don't forget to ask them about their unlimited data plans. You can get incredible speed and unlimited data at incredible prices, and their customer service is second to none. They have always helped me out. Give them a call, 877-694-9474, or visit suddenlink.com to get yours today.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get two free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
It's one of the scariest tests author Peter Dunn ever conducted with his children. It could be one of the scariest ones for you as well. It works like this. Offer your children $20 and give them two choices. They can either use the money to buy whatever they want for themselves, or they can use it to benefit others, like buying a meal for that person on the corner. Why is the test so scary? Well, because it really isn't about your children's decision. It's about your parenting and the values you've taught them about money. In this exam, the one asking the questions is the one under scrutiny. You see, whether your children choose to use the $20 to help themselves or to serve others, they're revealing the importance they place on money. And more than likely, that distinction is learned from you. Peter Dunn makes his living as a financial expert, so he was happy his daughters chose to be helpful to others. But the fact that he was even wondering how they would decide shows how difficult it can be to pass values on to your children. To help your children develop a healthy relationship with money, be proactive. Teach them what smart financial decisions look like by showing them how to spend and save wisely. Create opportunities for them to learn that money is only a renewable resource if they're willing to work hard. Also, show them how to bless other people's lives by being a generous giver. To teach your children more about responsibility, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, it's Friday, of course, and that means high school football as well as college football tomorrow. And with your high school and Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
It's the battle at the green tonight as Brian squares off with Rudder. Vikings broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and Rangers coverage on Willie 1550. A&M Consolidated visits Waco University on News Talk 1620 WTAW, and College Station entertains Waco on the Zone 102.7 FM. Kickoff times for all of those games is at 7:30. Elsewhere, Navasota entertains Cleveland at 7 on Willie 97.7. St. Joe's entertains Central Texas Christian at 7:30 on Red Sea Catholic Radio, and Brazos Christian visits Riker Catholic in Waco at 7:30 as well. Well, a little over 24 hours until 6th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football squares off with top-ranked Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the Tide and their coach, Nick Saban.
Nick has done a fabulous job of not only recruiting, but the development piece of what they're looking for in their guys and the educational piece. I can remember being at an SEC meeting and him really being concerned about the educational piece of where players are in the draft process. And I learned a lot from that.
Maybe someone can teach Saban some things. Saturday at 2:30, pregame with Dave and Dave gets underway at 1:30 on News Talk 1620 WTAW, as well as Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your high school and Aggie football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In A&M soccer, Michaela Harvey notched the game winner with 25 seconds left in the first sudden death overtime period to send the Aggies to a 2-1 victory over the Kentucky Wildcats on senior night last night at Ellis Field. The goal capped off a come-from-behind win for the maroon and white, who had been plagued by an injury-riddled 6-match winless streak. The Aggs return to action for their regular season home finale Sunday at 5 p.m. against the number 11 Auburn Tigers. Pre-game's at 4:45, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And A&M volleyball head coach Lori Corbelli aims to notch the 600th victory of her head coaching career, as well as her 500th victory at A&M, when she leads the Aggies against the Georgia Bulldogs tonight in Athens, Georgia. First serve is at 6 p.m. In Major League Baseball,
swung on, hit in the air, deep left center. Back goes Peterson. It's got a chance. Gone. Two-run home run, Addison Russell. Cubs lead 3-1.
The Chicago Cubs own a 3-2 lead in the National League Championship Series after Addison Russell slammed a tie-breaking two-run homer and Javier Baez delivered a three-run double in an 8-4 rout of the Dodgers in Los Angeles. Here's Addison Russell.
Just rounding the bases, it was pretty exciting. Pumped up, you know, not only for myself but for the team and the little cushion that Johnny had to go forward from that. And I felt really good.
The game was tied 1-1 in the sixth until Russell went deep off loser Joe Blanton, who has surrendered three home runs in the series. Game six of the series is tomorrow in Chicago at 7:08 p.m. In the NFL, for the Houston Texans, Brock Osweiler has his chance to show the team that benched him for their Super Bowl run what he's got. Meanwhile, it's Gary Kubiak's chance to get revenge against the organization that canned him in 2013. The Texans, who are 4-2, and the Broncos, who are also 4-2, both division leaders, go head-to-head Monday night for Monday Night Football at 7:30. Pre-game's at 7, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, last night for Thursday Night Football,
Rodgers alone to the shotgun, first and goal at the 4, throw in the middle of the end zone, diving grab, touchdown, Devontae Adams, wide open left side of the end zone, and it's 19-10 Green Bay with 14:55 to go in the game.
Aaron Rodgers set a team record for completions in a game, hitting on 39 of 56 passes in the Green Bay Packers' 26-10 comeback win over the 1-6 Chicago Bears. He finished with 326 passing yards and tossed two of his three touchdown throws to Devontae Adams. The Packers trailed 10-6 in the third quarter until Rodgers found Adams for a 5-yard TD. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deakin by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with the American Cancer Society and how they can help us. The Meds Dr. Roque is with us, and we're going to cover allergies. It is that time of year. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a couple, 3 minutes till. So did you hear about the deal in Granbury, the police officer?
No.
This is pretty amazing stuff. Okay, so a couple's three-year-old boy stops breathing. He's having a seizure. Ooh. And so they call 911. A Granbury police officer by the name of Chase Miller shows up, gives the little boy CPR, and revives him.
Wow. Oh,
yeah, I did hear about
this. And it was caught on his video, on his dashboard cam. Now, this is the little boy's mom.
He started having a seizure. I panicked. I didn't know what was going on. I mean, I'm CPR certified, but that, at the moment, it just went over me.
All right, that's the parent, CPR certified, and in the moment,
You know, and
yeah, she just
certainly understands. She just froze. She absolutely froze. And so afterwards, this is a reporter talking to the police officer.
A lot of people are saying you're a hero. What do you say?
I say I'm a police officer. I'm just doing my job.
Okay.
Wow,
so,
that's awesome.
Yeah, the next time people want to go march in the streets and all that kind of stuff, and again, 100% of the police officers are not, you know, absolute straight arrows. We understand, but none of us are.
Mm-hmm.
But understand, this is a guy. When other people were panicking, he goes in, mm-hmm. takes care of it. I mean, really pretty interesting story.
Very, very cool.
That's out of
that makes me feel good today, a Friday.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Should do that. Now, with that in mind, remember that we have the holidays coming up, right?
Indeed.
And what better way to send that special message to somebody with music and gunfire?
Oh.
Think.
Very nice. Makes for
what
a good.
What is that from?
There's a guy who's doing this. I mean, that's what he's doing. This is his Christmas idea.
You can like order him.
Yeah. Well, no. What he'll do is, I think he'll put one of those together for you.
Yeah. Oh. He did one for a birthday for somebody too.
Yeah.